I'm Rebecca Jarrett. This is my sister, Jenny. And a few years ago, we were going to be taking a trip together. And this trip had been rescheduled several times before this. We were going to visit a very dear friend in Charlotte, North Carolina, who had been on and off sick for years, and we were really worried about him, and we were very anxious to take this trip. And so finally, we're at the point where we've booked non-refundable tickets to Charlotte, North Carolina, and we're really kind of excited about that. And unfortunately, yet again, the trip was canceled, and we were so disappointed. And I was talking to a friend of mine who has been my friend since I'm 11 years old and who's kind of like a sister to us. She's been, you know, in our home, you know, more times than probably one of my other sisters. And, you know, we really are very, very close to her. And I was kind of commiserating with her and moaning and crying about how disappointed I was about our canceled trip. And she said, you know, she shares with me very exciting news and says she just found out that she's expecting a baby, and she's been trying to get pregnant for, excuse me, for like, you know, years and years, and we're all, you know, so happy for her. Oh, that's great. That's exciting. She says, why don't you change your tickets? It won't cost that much to change the tickets, and come see me in Wilmington instead. So I say, you know what? Let's do it, because, you know what, between my sister and I, we have five kids, and they're all involved in activities, and it was no small feat scheduling this weekend and getting all these kids taken care of to their various activities and so on. And so I say, you know what? We're going to do this. We'll make a girls' weekend of it. We'll go down there. We'll have a nice dinner out and celebrate your news. And that sounds great to me. So less than a week later, I think, or so, we are in the car, and we're on our way to the airport. And we finally escaped our kids and our lives here, and we're on a trip.
So it should be that easy, but it's not. We get about 20 minutes from LaGuardia when I realize that I have a missed call from U.S. Airways. So I look at my phone and I'm like, uh-oh, this can't be good. And we realize that our flight has been canceled, and Wilmington is not a very big airport. We know there are not a lot of flights going in there. So I call U.S. Airways and I sit on hold for, you know, probably 10, 15 minutes, but it feels like an hour because we're 20 minutes away and we don't really know what to do. So I finally get a person, and as soon as I start to tell her what my story is, the call gets dropped. Great. Okay, so now I'm getting annoyed again, and I call up and sit on hold for maybe another 10 or 15 more minutes, and I get a woman who, not only does she barely speak English, but she's not very smart. And she starts to tell me, oh, well, we have a flight. It leaves from Newark. And I'm like, this is great. And she says, it leaves in 20 minutes. And I'm like, okay, well, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that you can't get from one airport to the other in 20 minutes, and I'm pretty sure it's your rule I have to be there an hour in advance. So I don't think we can make that flight. Okay, she says she doesn't really understand it. I explained it. I'm not ever certain she understands it. But she says, okay. How about I have something out of Hartford? It leaves in 4 hours. And I'm like, oh, all right, you know what? This is actually doable. 4 hours? Beck, turn the car around. So she turns the car around. We go back through the toll booth. And we're headed towards Connecticut. And when we're going through the booking process on the phone, and I realize, wait a minute. We're not rich people. We don't have chauffeurs. So when we get back to LaGuardia, we don't have a car. Our car is in Hartford. And I say to the lady, what am I supposed to do about that? Well, take a bus? I'm like, no, forget it, Beck, turn the car around. So we start heading back to LaGuardia with no flight. And I eventually find out that there's a flight that leaves at 11 o'clock at night. It gets in, you know, probably 6 o'clock, or I'm sorry, it gets in at like 1 o'clock in the morning, and we can stay in a hotel and take a connecting flight at like 6 a.m. We're kind of bummed we'll lose a night, but you know, we love traveling together, we'll have fun, and okay, we book the flight. Well, now we have all this time to kill, and we're not going home. We've already ditched the kids and the husband. There's no way we're going home. Not happening. I'm not getting sucked into snack time. So what are we going to do? We're going to go to the mall. So we turn around again back through the toll, because now we're headed back to the Westchester, and you have to go through the toll, of course. We go to Nordstrom, because they carry our size. And we buy shoes and boots and all kinds of fun stuff. And we're justifying this because, you know, we're going on a girls' weekend and we have all this time. Like, of course we have to buy stuff. Then we go to Sephora, which is like Disneyland to us. And we try on every lipstick and every color in the rainbow of eyeshadow. And when we realize that we look like hookers, we decide we're going back to the airport. We're going to be really early for our flight, but we can play with our lip gloss. And so we go back and we have plenty of time. It's about 6 o'clock now. And in the parking lot, we open up the back of her minivan and we start mixing. I don't want my old stuff now. I want all my new stuff. So we start going into our bags and unpacking and putting in the new stuff. And we finally get settled. And there we are in the airport when we realize there's actually an 8 o'clock flight that was sold out, but we might be able to get on standby. So you have to have two bags. You can only bring two bags. And I'm standing there in the line to clear security so we could go on standby when a woman comes up to me and says, "Go mind your bag." And I look at her and I go, "Excuse me?" And she says, "Go mind your bag." And I'm minding my bags. They're right here. And I look at my sister who's chuckling going, "Two bags, Jen." She's saying, "Combine your bags." Which of course irritates me because I'm kind of embarrassed, but I'm also annoyed that she can't really speak English. So, okay, whatever. I got my two bags. I put the Sephora bags inside the other Sephora bag and then stuff it into my suitcase. And I send my suitcase through the security. And I go to the other security line where they start to take off my sweater because it has a metal belt on it. And my shoes. And I didn't realize I was going to have to do this. So I'm in bare feet, like standing in the gross airport. And I can't even remember what else I did have, but I felt really naked when the guy who has my bag says, "Excuse me, miss. Yeah? You can take this on the flight." And I'm like, oh my God, I'm looking. He's got all my Sephora stuff that I just bought, like my Bumble and Bumble hair stuff. And it was $50. So I'm sorry, Beck. We're going to have to go on the later flight. And she's like, "No, we're not. You're going to have to get rid of the stuff." And I'm like, oh my God, it's killing me. But okay, I part with the stuff. And it kills me because I know he's giving it to his wife as he dumps it in the bucket. So I go back to my line with my bare feet, and I've been stripped of all my fabulous beauty products. When the man who is, you know, telling me to take off all my stuff looks at me and he points to my hair and he says, "You need to take off your hairpiece." And I look at him and I'm like, "What did you just say?" And he says, "You need to take off your hairpiece." And I'm like, "Oh my God, are you serious? I have to take off my hairpiece?" And I look at my sister, who is, of course, a world traveler, has sailed right through security and is on the other side, bent over, laughing at me, because she knows that he's talking about my iPhone earpiece.
And at that point, I have to say that that hairpiece caused quite a stir. And the security people and the passengers all around were going, "Really? You have a hairpiece? It doesn't look like a hairpiece. Seriously?" And she's like, "Yeah, custom dyed." And, you know, like, everybody's like, "Oh, who? I didn't know you could do that." She's mortified, and I think it's hilarious. I'm rolling on the floor. I couldn't stop laughing. Tears were streaming down my eyes. I thought it was the funniest thing ever. We did get on the earlier flight, and we didn't get to sit together, but that was fine because she knew I was nearby because I chuckled probably about every 10 minutes. I would burst into fits of laughter again about the hairpiece thing and the fact that she very nearly took off the hairpiece in the middle of the airport. I just thought that was priceless. And we did stay in Charlotte overnight and catch the puddle jumper plane, which I hate, over to Wilmington in the morning and get to my friend's house, who is just the dearest person in the world. And we were so excited to see her. We get into her house and we're only there, we weren't even there 5 minutes when the phone rings, and it's her doctor's office, and they had sad news that the blood work was really not great, and the pregnancy's not going to be viable, and she's just so disappointed, and, you know, we're disappointed for her, and we try to decide, like, what can we do here, you know? So we kind of strip off our beautiful clothes and forget the Nordstrom boots and put on our fuzzy slippers and socks. We put on flannel pajamas, we climbed onto the couch, we poured ourselves giant bowls of wine, and we pretty much stayed on the couch all weekend. We barely left. I think we even at one point slept there. And we laughed and we cried and we kind of held on to each other. It was a very bittersweet ending to the weekend. But my sister's hairpiece looked fabulous on the couch all weekend.